Hi, and welcome to Regrouping for Recovery podcast episode 9. I'm Miss Ann. I'm a real person. I'm not AI. This is not medical or therapeutic advice. This podcast is for encouragement, and I hope we meet that goal. And if you know somebody who you think might need some encouragement, please share this podcast with them. Our website is regroupingforrecovery.com. That's regrouping the number 4, recovery.com. Read my blogs and enjoy my book reviews. Listen to the podcast. It's all there to share. It's all there for encouragement. And don't forget my book, Regrouping the First 100 Days, published in March 2025. Tonight's episode, Stop the Blame Game. And God willing, we'll do podcast episode 10 sometime soon. Hey, a quick shout out. Quick shout out to the people at 2911 Healing and Recovery Center in Berryville, Arkansas. I got to visit on Thursday and I had a great time. Keep doing the work. Keep the faith. Keep on keeping on. It's a faith-based center. Their mission, well, please read Jeremiah 29:11. Their website, 2911recovery.com, 2911recovery.com. Time for our witticism for the week. That's a quote or witty remark. This one is from Jane Goodall. You know the name. She's a primatologist. She studied chimpanzees in Tanzania. That's what she's best known for. Here's a quote from her. What you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make. What you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make. Think on that for the week. Hey, let's do our breathing. You can sit or stand, whatever's comfortable for you, and I hope you're doing it throughout the day. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, shank, grief, loss, pain, doubt. Push it all out. Our last one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Hey, please do this throughout the day. Remember to hold the breath. That's what brings down the heart rate and reminds your brain that there's no big emergency out there if we're standing here and deep breathing. So please do it throughout the day. It also gets you centered so your thoughts aren't racing so far in the future and you're not dredging up all that stuff from the past. Keeps you right in the present. Please do it throughout the day. See if it works for you. Well, I wanted to share a few thoughts about 9/11. We just commemorated the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, which killed over 3,000 people back in 2001. Do you remember it? Do you remember where you were? Or was this before your time? Well, I'm originally from New York, but I wasn't living in New York City at the time. Of course, I remember it. I was having a conversation with one of my neighbors shortly thereafter, and he was 89. Now, he admitted to 89, but he seemed to be stuck on that number for a little while, if you know what I mean. And he said something like this to me. He said, well, the people shouldn't have been up there in that tall building. And I explained that people worked in the World Trade Center, that they were just going to work. But he said, well, they shouldn't have been there. And I thought, okay, well, that's an interesting perspective. But you see, I had enough psychology under my belt, so to speak. I don't wear belts. But I knew enough psychology to understand that this perspective served them in some way. Because I had visited the World Trade Center, other tall buildings. My neighbor had not. And it's protective to think, I don't go into tall buildings, therefore I'm safe. Those people were in tall buildings. They shouldn't have been there. Now, you can use this for whatever situation we're talking about. You know, whatever tragedy. I don't live in a tornado zone. I don't live in a mud zone. I don't live where fires are prevalent. You can use this scheme anywhere. It's a protective mental strategy. It serves a purpose. It serves the person. It's not empathic. It gives us a sense of protection when things are feeling a little bit beyond control. But there's some downsides to thinking this way. Have you found yourself using this strategy? I'm protected. I don't take these kinds of risks. It's helpful to recognize when you're doing this, because let me just say this. My neighbor was a very kind man, but his comments seemed hurtful, even hateful. It would have been so easy to react and argue about it and really get into excluding him from my life if I didn't see how this perspective gave him peace. See, he was a hard worker. He was a veteran. He was a good neighbor. And he was using that strategy because it's protective. It's an interesting perspective. You know, I was thinking when I was in school, well, let me just say this. My educational path has been in fits and starts, and maybe you can relate to that. Nothing wrong with that. Just keep it up. Make the progress that's right for you on your life's journey. But I had dropped out of high school. It took me a while to get back to college. And when I was an undergraduate, I was introduced to a book, and it was called Blaming the Victim by William Ryan. And this was published back in 1972. My professor recommended it. And you know how this goes. The professor recommends something that he read during his studies or she read during her studies. And there's some old references. They're old books. It's olden times, but it's a classic. When I was privileged to teach classes or workshops, I recommended the book too. I'm going to recommend it to you now. So see if your library has it. It's been around for a while. But there's going to be old references in it. There's going to be some old references in the book. Just beware of that. But in the book, William Ryan talks about the tendency to justify inequality and racism and crime by focusing on some defects or characteristics of the victim. Because you know what we're talking about here. It's the they brought it on themselves mentality. So wait a minute. What did people really bring on themselves? Poverty? Disease? Racism? Crime? Natural disasters? Tornadoes? Floods? Mudslides? A terror attack? What did they bring on themselves? You can see how this thinking is protective, but it's hateful. It's harmful. It keeps you from looking at the causes of real problems or finding the causes of real problems. But it protects. I don't do this. They do. I don't dress like that. I don't go there. I don't use that. They do. Or I'm not this. They are. I never. They have. You get it. And so on and so on and so on. It takes away some of the vulnerability for the person, doesn't it? You don't look for the real reasons things happen. And you don't change. We get stuck in this mindset of blame. It also inflates the self-importance of the person. In an extreme, it becomes like a self-righteousness, an arrogance, or a pomposity. And the judgment takes away all the compassion. That's what I felt in that moment when I was talking to my neighbor. The judgment. He was a compassionate man, but not in that moment. How could he think that way? The truth is we're all very vulnerable. We can't control everything. We can mitigate risks, for sure. But we can't avoid every possible circumstance either. Things are going to happen, and they're going to happen to us too. We too will be victims if we haven't been already. And faith and compassion is what's going to help us. So please resist the temptation to blame and to label and to judge and to stigmatize and dehumanize. Be the person who makes the change and helps empathically and compassionately. Make compassion your voice. So what does this have to do with recovery? Well, three things I wanted to point out. First, the obvious one, avoid judging or blaming others and stop judging and blaming yourself. Sometimes we treat ourselves as victims too and we get stuck in that mentality. So stop, stop, cancel, cancel. It's not productive thinking. And that's my thought stopping technique. Stop, stop, cancel, cancel. See that stop sign, see that crime scene, stop going there. Second, you may have internalized the stigma of addiction from other people. Did you get the vibe from other people that you should have stayed out of the tall building, that you're responsible for your addiction, that you're some lesser person with defects of character because you have this disease? Stop, stop, cancel, cancel. See that crime scene tape come going out. I'm not going there. I'm so not going there. This is not productive thinking. Addiction is disease. Focus on what we need to do to manage it. And third, take care to mitigate the risks. Avoid triggers. Stay away from people, places, and things that are going to lead to use. But also, stop avoiding life. Live fully, compassionately, help where you can, do what you can. And remember Jane Goodall's quote, what you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make. I hope this was helpful. I know there's been some events lately that have got people thinking negatively, and I wanted to be one of those people that makes a difference of encouragement. So let's go ahead and breathe. Let's do it. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger, and hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger, and hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger, and hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shoulda, shame, we've lost, pain, doubt. Push it all out. Our last one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger, and hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Thanks for sharing your time with me tonight. Remember, there's always something you can do. Please send a silent intention of peace and love to your friends and family and someone who might be struggling tonight. I'm sending a silent intention of peace and love to you. There's always something you can do. This is Miss Anne. This was podcast episode 9. Thank you.